I'm going to talk about what NAFTA has done for Vermont farmers. I want to say thanks to everyone for taking time out of your busy lives to be here for the forum tonight, and thanks to the folks whose hard work made this event possible. I grew up on a family farm in Vermont and farmed for 40 years. My son currently dairy farms in New York with his wife and children. I'm co-chair of the board of Rural Vermont and a member of the Executive Committee of the National Family Farm Coalition. Rural Vermont and the National Family Farm Coalition have been working on trade policy for the last 15 years. The North American Free Trade Agreement has been in effect for nearly 8 years now. During the debate over the approval of NAFTA in 1993, farmers were told by free trade advocates that they would benefit from the approval of the trade agreement. According to the proponents of the NAFTA agreement, U.S. dairy farmers would be able to sell dairy products to the Mexicans and also to Canada, thus improving the price they receive for their milk. The amount of dairy products moving from the U.S. to Mexico and Canada has not increased. The increasing standard of living that NAFTA was supposed to stimulate in Mexico has not happened under NAFTA. In fact, the level of poverty in Mexico has increased since NAFTA. Under NAFTA, the dairy trade deficit has doubled from $416 million in 1995 to $796 million in 1999. And by that I mean the deficit is that we import more dairy products than we export. Also, the cattle and beef sector has moved from a $21 million surplus in 1995 to a $152 million deficit by 1999. The cattle and beef sectors are important to dairy farmers as a substantial part of their income is from the sale of cull cows and bull calves. Before NAFTA, a large bull calf would bring the Vermont dairy farmer as much as $200. After NAFTA came into place, the price of bull calves has dropped to as little as $30 for a large bull calf, and cull cows have decreased by a large amount also. The main impact Vermont dairy farmers have been affected by since NAFTA came into place was the drop in the price for milk. I want to just clarify that a little bit, is that Vermont and New England dairy farmers have been protected from the full impacts of the low milk prices for the last several years by the Northeast Dairy Compact. However, the compact was allowed to expire by Congress in September. Milk prices received by Vermont dairy farmers have declined by $4 or more per hundred in the last 4 months. The reason the price of milk has fallen to such low levels, is the use of imported milk protein concentrates to make cheese and other products by the major manufacturers of dairy products in the United States. MPC is shorthand for milk protein concentrates. MPC is made by a process known as ultrafiltration. The skim milk is pumped through the membrane and most of the water, lactose, and other solids are removed. The product left behind is mostly protein and is dried to a powder form. The protein level varies from 40 to 80%. And it's something that you need to be aware of is there's no standard of identity for this MPC. In other words, it can be very widely in the amount of protein, and it can also vary widely in composition. Most of the MPCs imported come from the EU and New Zealand. However, MPCs also are imported from other countries, such as the Ukraine and Belarus, which are likely to be contaminated with radiation. The USDA or FDA do not currently have a system in place that ensures the safety of the imported MPC. The cheese made using MPCs is of inferior quality for taste and texture, as well as the risk of contaminated products in entering the food chain. And that's not just something I'm saying, because if you go buy Kraft cheese today and compare it to the cheese that they were selling a few years ago before they brought in the MPCs, it's not as good a product. Even somebody like me that's not a real connoisseur can tell the difference. It really is different. Processors are also importing huge amounts of anhydrous milk fat, which is 99% pure butter, and other butter combinations to drive the price of milk down here in the U.S. The FTAA that George Bush has made his priority is an expansion of the NAFTA agreement to every nation in the Western Hemisphere except for Cuba. Family farmers in Vermont and the rest of the Western Hemisphere would be driven off the land if the FTAA is approved. The environment will suffer, farmers, workers will suffer, and democracy is threatened by the FTAA. We cannot allow ourselves to become dependent on foreign nations for our food. Already, the U.S. is importing over 50% of our food. Every nation should have the right to establish its own food system. Food sovereignty for all should be our motto. And thank you.